Given to Cast is a podcast dedicated to the band, Pearl Jam. It is in no way affiliated with the band, its management, the Ten Club or any other entity. Given to Cast is not responsible for the wrongdoing of any individual that may use this podcast or parts of it in an unlawful way. It may not be used without express written consent of Given to Cast. Thank you. Now enjoy the show.
GivenToCast.com.
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 Spreading the gem around the world, you are listening to Given to Cast.
Hello everyone, it's Mario Aguilar again with Given to Cast. It's our 23rd episode, and we are ready to go here. We're going to play some good music. I got a couple of good songs, live songs from some shows here recently, and I would like to put them on the show for this episode. And in any event, we're going to also do this week in review, and we're also going to play again our song of the week and our rare song. Those will be coming from live shows of recent date, and we will also dip into the mailbag and read a listener's question. So if you guys are ready, put on your headphones, crank it up, you guys. This is the week in review.
It's time for the week in review.
Okay, everyone, it's time for the week in review, and got a couple of things in the news this week. I think earlier on in the week, as soon as I finished the last podcast, I got an email from the Ten Club, and I'm going to read it verbatim here. So here you go, you guys. There's a chill in the air. The days are getting shorter. Classes are beginning, and the leaves are starting to turn football colors. This can only mean one thing. Poster season. Ten Club is proud to announce that 2006 U.S. Leg 1 tour posters will begin selling Monday, September 11th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, and the posters will be sold one show at a time, beginning with Boston, that's the May 24th show in Boston, and ending with Washington, D.C., the May 30th of 2000. And then there is only one poster limit per 10 Club member for each show. Posters are printed in very limited quantities and will only be sold via pearljams.com/goods. There's no guarantee that each member will get a poster. Supplies are limited. Posters will be sold in no particular order, beginning with Boston and ending with Washington. Announcement of upcoming poster sale times will be posted on the message pit, and there will not be mass emails sent for each poster sale. So, I guess we're going to be able to buy some posters from the shows. I guess they did another print of each of those shows. If I'm not mistaken, that's probably what they did. Because I'm sure all those posters sold out the first printing. And so that's pretty cool. If you're interested in posters, you collect those posters. That's a really, really good deal there. Take a look at it and see if you can get in there and buy your favorite poster of those shows. And on to other news, Pearl Jam will be performing at the Bridge Benefit this year. They will be performing the 20th Annual Bridge School Benefit Concert on October 21st through the 22nd at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View, California. The rest of the lineup includes Neil Young, Dave Matthews Band, Foo Fighters, Trent Reznor, Death Cab for Cutie, Brian Wilson, and Devendra Banhart. Tickets go on sale September 17th at 10 a.m. That's going to be an awesome show. If you guys get to take a look at that one or get there to see that lineup, that's a pretty good lineup to check out. And some friends I used to know have gone to shows out there and say that's just an awesome place to watch a show. So, and it's a good cause to top it all off. So great there. In other news, Pearl Jam's in Europe right now, as you know, and they've played Madrid this past week. Had some good songs on this lineup. It looks like they're taking out the drum solo off of the Even Flow that they did a few shows back. And And so to add four more songs, I'm sure. And I see there's a couple of songs that have not been played this tour that are coming out, like Romanza and, of course, Little Wing at the end of the Madrid show. And so that's a pretty good show. And it's good that they're changing it up. It's something that I'm looking forward to. Hopefully, we're still crossing our fingers for them to come out here in the south part of the United States come the beginning of next year. That'd be great to take a look at them on in January or February. That'd be awesome. In any event, that looks like all the news this week. If you have any questions or comments for the show, feel free to visit our blog at www.givendacast.com, or you can email me at mario@givendacast.com. So you guys, that's this week in review, and we're coming up to now Song of the Week. Alright guys, it's time for the Song of the Week, and this week's Song of the Week, I'm going to pick off the new album. It's a song we don't hear on the radio, but I like it, so I'm going to play it. And this week's Song of the Week is Big Wave. Here you go, guys, crank it up. It's taken from the Hollywood show for July 12th, 2006. Here you go, guys, Song of the Week.
This song is called Big Wave. We'll be right back.
If you have any questions, comments, or would like to inquire about becoming a contributor to the show, please visit GivenToCast.com, or you can email them to Mario@GivenToCast.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, guys, I'm going to play our rare song this week, and I'm going to go ahead and dip back into the archives a few years back, at least 6 years back, back to when Eddie Vedder did a solo piece for the Ralph Nader campaign in New York City in Madison Square Garden, and one of the songs he played was this one, and it's called Patriot, and here's your rare song, guys.
Sunday, I was walking with my brother, and he wondered, oh, how I am. I said, what I believe with my soul ain't what I see with my eyes, and there's no turning back this time. I love my country because my country is all I know. I wanna be with my family, people who understand me. I got no place left to go. I am a patriot. I was walking with my boyfriend. He looked so fine. I said, baby, what's on your mind? He said, I want to run like the lions, released from the cages, released from the rages, burning my soul tonight. I am a patriot. And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no socialist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no imperialist, and I'm no longer Democrat, sure as fuck ain't no Republican either. I only know one party, and that is freedom. I am a patriot. I love my country because my country is all I know. And the river shall open for the righteous, and the river shall open for the righteous, and the river shall open for the righteous
Time for me to check my emails from my podcast. Let me see here. Okay, let me just type in the automated voice recognition. Mario Aguilar checking for his emails from GivenToCast.com. Computer, how's my inbox looking?
Your email inbox is full.
Oh, great.
Nah, I'm just f***ing with you.
Out of all the voices I have to get, I get a smartass. Okay, guys, time to reach into that mailbag and pull out a listener's question. And this week's question comes from Eric, and he's from Kentucky, and he writes, "Hey Mario, listen to the show. Love Pearl Jam. I love to watch them live. And my question to you is, how many times have you seen Pearl Jam live?" Well, thanks a lot, Eric. I appreciate you writing. He does go on with a couple of things here, but I'm gonna just go by that. Just get to the question. He brings a good question. How many concerts or how many times have you seen Pearl Jam live? Well, I've seen Pearl Jam live about, let's see here, how can I, but eight times actual live, and then of course you see them on some bootleg, you know, DVDs or the DVDs that they release. You see those shows, then you also see like the webcasts they do. I've seen a couple of webcasts they've done, well actually about three or four webcasts they've done, and of course this last, you know, time here at the Reading Festival they played live, so that's the last time I saw them on a webcast. But do try to get as much stuff of live stuff from them as much as I can, because I'm a real live buff. So whenever they come into town or come around, at least close to Texas, I'm there. So last time we got lucky, I had three shows in Texas, and I got to go to one of them. This time I plan to go to all of them, depending on how many shows they go to. If they go five places in Texas, I'm there five times. I don't think so. It'll probably be around three, but I'll be there. So again, Eric, thanks so much for your question. And if you have a question or comment or idea for a show, you can get to my website, www.givendecast.com, or you can email me at mario@givendecast.com and send any kind of audio files, any reviews, any kind of that to me, and we'll see if we can't fit them on the show. If you're interested in doing the interview with a fan, you can sign up there at the email address as well. So you guys, that's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back in a few days or a week or so. I'm just taking my time doing episodes here. I'm not going to be stuck to every week coming out, but I might do two shows a week. Might just do one every 10 days. Not sure. So I'm going to call it episodes from now on of Giving the Cast. And so you just listen to episode 23, and we will be back with episode 24 here shortly. Until then, you guys, y'all take care of yourselves, and God bless.